Welcome back to another episode of Professionals Podcasting. In this episode, attorney Meredith Bott addresses how remarriage affects estate planning.
Yes, remarriage and estate planning can be very tricky. Thank you for watching our vlog or watching our video today. I'm Meredith Bott of Bott & Associates. So our topic is remarriage. Why is that important? Well, to support, I bring it up and people sometimes get a little bit confused or surprised to think about this topic, because when you're doing an estate plan, especially in your early years when you have maybe some young kids and you're still kind of getting used to having this family, it's hard to think through if you pass away first and then your husband now has to obviously raise children. But then what if your husband, surviving spouse, gets remarried, right? And what happens to the funds? And what if that money that you've worked hard together with you and your husband goes accidentally, or it's going to benefit this new spouse as opposed to your kids, which is what you and your spouse typically are hoping for, right? And hoping to keep it within the bloodline or the family. So I always say, let's make sure that there are remarriage provisions within the document. And what does that mean? It just means that before the surviving spouse actually gets married again, they would have to have a prenup. And we would make sure we solidify that this money that you've worked hard for as a couple is going to go to the kids rather than to a new marriage. And, you know, sadly or not sadly, but I've seen it play out in so many different ways. Most of the time you'll see in litigation when it comes to estates, probate, or trust litigation, most of the fact patterns include a surviving spouse and children versus, from previous marriages. So as you can understand, or, you know, it's kind of fraught with some challenges, because surviving spouse is like, well, it's my money, I get everything, oh well, not giving you anything. And then surviving children or children from previous marriage are like, well, wait a second, dad said that we were going to get part of the estate and now everything's going to you, and then when you die it's going to go to your kids and we get nothing from dad. So if you can imagine, that's a really, really challenging, like, back and forth, friction ridden kind of predicament. So if we already put it in the trust that says, well, if surviving spouse wants to get married again, that's fine. Requirement of the prenup, money is always going to be in the trust. Obviously, the surviving spouse will use the money as needed. But if something happens to that surviving spouse, whether it's 5 years from the first death, 20 years from the first death, it doesn't matter. When he dies, or she, that money will go automatically to the children from the previous marriage. Or we could do a combination where some of it will likely go to new spouse and then some of it goes to children from previous marriage. It really depends on, I always look at it, what stage they're at in their lives. If two people are coming in with children of their own and assets of their own, and they just want to benefit their each side of the family, then we'll make sure the estate plan clearly states that. On the other hand, if they come in and they're married for another 20 years, 30 years, surviving spouse might be like, well, he or she's been with me all that time, so I'm going to make sure that some of it goes to my children, but some of it does go to my surviving spouse as well, my second surviving spouse. So that's where it gets a little tricky. It's a lot of conversation. It's absolutely not cookie cutter at all. So when you say, I'm going to just do my own estate plan, I'll just find a will online, this is absolutely something that you want to talk to a professional about, because there's so many nuances, so many updates, so many ways to kind of strategize and how your actual wishes can be reflected within the document. I'll give you two examples. One, and they're just different, right? So I have one example of a married couple who came to me years ago, and it was two people and already a blended family. So husband had no children. Husband had children from previous relationship. Wife has no children. So they come in. Wife didn't have, had a good amount of money and she had no children, and he had children from previous marriage. But she wanted to make sure that she benefits her husband. But at the end of the day, she wants his money to go to her 12 charities, which is awesome. Great. So she passes away first. He actually is still living. Her trust says he's entitled to some money every single year, actually every single month. But when all is said and done, when he's passed, this money is going to keep growing and it's going to go to her 12 charities. So he's still the trustee, but the money is growing nicely. He gets a nice amount every month. And then this money, which might be about $1 million, $1.5 million, which is a lot of money that's going to benefit the charities that she was involved in and really was passionate about. And her husband is fine with it. Like, he's glad to take some extra, you know, funds because he has his own money. And his estate will go to his children, and her estate will go to her charity. So to me, it's like a win-win-win. Everybody's getting whatever they're getting, and the charities will eventually get this money. Second story is another married couple. Spouse has, the wife has one child, and the husband has no children. So wife, sadly, has already been diagnosed with a terminal illness, and she really wanted to make sure that the money was going, her money was going to go to her daughter. But it turns out her daughter has a little challenge with some of her life decisions, so she didn't want the daughter to get 100% immediately or anything like that. But at the same token, she wanted to benefit her husband too. Okay, so sadly, she did pass a couple years ago. Husband is giving a little bit to the daughter, just like his wife wanted. And then eventually the daughter will get more when he dies. But he's fairly young. So he's fairly young. He's, going to live his life. And the daughter gets a little bit upon the first death, the mom's death, but then she gets more upon the second death. Now, recently, then this husband comes in to meet with me and says, I'm dating someone. Okay, great. No problem, right? I mean, everybody has to move on with their lives. And I explained to him, well, this was what the trust says. Here's what, you know, your deceased spouse wanted. And he understood that. So we kind of just talked about what's the ramifications of having now this new relationship. And we're trying to protect his deceased wife's wishes and the money for the daughter, but at the same time, let him live his life so that he could move on with this next relationship. So my point in that is now we at least have a framework to work with, and that we're going to follow the deceased spouse's wishes as much as possible, and then also allow him to move on with his life and be able to use the funds, of course, that they work together to create. So those are two examples of, if we can plan these things early on and have some framework of here's my wish and here's my wish, do they match? Do we want the same thing? Because at the end of the day, if we don't do this planning and have things lined up, then basically it could accidentally go to a brand new person that you don't even know, right? Some person that meets your husband and now is going to, you know, end up getting the benefit of your hard work going to her family and her other relatives and her children. So most of the time, that's the stomach hurting type of thoughts that people have. So I prefer to have as much instruction as possible so I can follow both of your wishes and both of your desires and have that win-win situation. So again, remarriage is a really important topic. Really important to discuss either brand new in a marriage, in the middle of a marriage, or even at the time when you have two families coming together. Let's even talk about it more. more and figure out what that looks like so that we can follow all of your wishes and instructions to the extent possible. So hopefully that gives you a little information. I'm Maritess Bott. Thank you again for listening to our podcast or watching our podcast, and we hope to see you next time. Have a great day.